mine, so it's, mm. you know, I tend to feel this way about people of talent, but it doesn't serve anything to examine them at a particular point in their work, mm. and that these people like Judy Collins and Joni Mitchell obviously are going to produce a large body of work, and whatever they're doing at a particular moment has to be seen in that light. You know, Judy Collins or Joni Mitchell, just their turns and their developments are interesting to me. Mm. Whether they're producing a record that I'm going to play over and over again or one that I just want to visit, I always want to keep in touch with their work.
Mm. About Bob Dylan, because you've shared Bob Johnson,
yeah.
producer, who actually played on your last album.
Sure.
And Ron Cornelius played on there, mm-hmm. who'd played with Dylan. What do you think of his work now?
Well, I think that Dylan is the supreme genius of the generation. And I think there are two or three songs on the last record I heard of his, Planet Waves, which are as good as anything he's ever done. And I think reflect his experience so tremendously. Anybody who's ever lived with a woman or ever who has ever been married or ever attempted to share their life with somebody else, there are two songs on that record that are superb. Mm. I mean, just that marriage, that dirge and marriage song, just very, very beautiful.
Do you meet him at all now?
Well, I came to a concert that I gave in New York a few years ago, and I met him in a cafe, but I've only met him twice.
You say you finished half the novel. Is that by any way a sequel to Beautiful Losers, or...?
No, I don't think so. I really dignify the work by calling it half the novel. I've just blackened a number of pages. I don't know what will come out of it.
You're here for the opening of a film.
Yeah.
What's the film about? Is it a film of concerts or...?
It's hard to be objective about the description of this film because I appear in so many of the frames, but it is a film of a concert tour that the band and I did in 1972 across Europe. And there's a lot of music in it, and a lot of my songs are there, and a lot of improvisation, and then of course a lot of backstage things, and there's some interesting things about it.
Mm. Seems very unlike you, or at least your sort of public image, to allow yourself to be bared like this.
Yeah, I certainly felt that way at the time, too. But the idea was, that if I remember it, although it changed as it went along, I wasn't going to do any more concerts. And thought it might be a good idea to have some film record of my concerts that could be put around here and there just to keep the thing going, since I was supposed to be disappearing for a while. And I don't know, so many hours of film were taken that the technology itself has kind of forced the production of a feature film. There wasn't any crying urgency in the world for a documentary about this tour, but anyways, there is one now. Mm. And it has some moments.
What made you change your mind then about not going away altogether, returning?
Well, I think I was surprised that these unfinished songs began to finish themselves, because I didn't think they ever would. And when you have new songs, after you've sung them over and over to your closest friends, you feel like singing them to other people, and the apparatus begins to develop again, mm. putting together musicians and taking them around and playing the songs.
Now, you're doing the album. Does this mean that you will then do another concert tour?
I would like to, if I can find the right musicians sounds good. I would like to take it around.
Is there any particular track that you would like us to play?
Well, we brought one track over I just asked them to pull at it just before I left, because it just has a nice feel to it, and there's a good clarinet solo on it. I don't play it, but it's very pleasant. It does have a certain light-hearted quality that people will find as a welcome relief, I think.
I was going to say, your clouds, far from having silver linings, always had rather dark linings.
Yeah.
What's caused the change of mind?
I don't really know the mechanics of those changes, but I just wanted to have more breathing in the songs. Like, I wanted the songs to breathe more and have more open spaces.
Are these songs that you've been writing for the past year or so?
Well, it generally takes me a long time to finish a song, so a lot of the songs on this record were written over the period of 2 or 3 years. It takes me at least 2 or 3 years nowadays from the beginning to the end of a song. That is no indication that they have a special excellence just because they take that long. It just takes that long.
Why don't you try to do without him? Why don't you try to live alone? Do you really need his hand for your passion? Do you really need his heart for your throne? Do you need his labor for your baby? Do you need his beast for the bone? Do you need a whole leash to be a lady? I know you're gonna make it on your own. Don't you try to forget him. Just open up your dainty little hand. You know this life is filled with many sweet complaints, many satisfying one-night stands. Do you want to be the bitch around the town? Do you want to be the moonlight in his cave? Do you want to give your blessing to his power as he goes whistling past his daddy, past his daddy's grave? I'd like to take you to the ceremony. Well, that is if I remember the way. You see, Jack and Jill, they're gonna join their misery. I'm afraid it's time for everyone to pray. You can see they finally taken cover. They're willing, yeah, they're willing to obey. Their vows are difficult, they're for each other. So let nobody put a loophole in their way.
Song by Leonard Cohen, Why Don't You Try, which he gave to us himself, adding that I should tell you that it's only a rough mix. Anyway, it'll be on his new album, hopefully to be released around about September. Coming on Rockspeak, two more sides from the live Bob Dylan and the Band double album, Before the Flood. But right now...